Hello and welcome into another edition of Believe in Titans on the Belief Podcast Network. I am Davey Hudson. Denard is away for today, but he'll be joining us later on this week as we preview. That's right, we do have the Titans time and matchup for the divisional rounds of the playoffs. Your Tennessee Titans will be taking on the Cincinnati Bengals 4:30 Eastern Time on Saturday. It is set the first game of the divisional round. We'll talk a little bit about that matchup on today's edition, along with everything that has happened throughout Wild Card Weekend. It's been a crazy, crazy round of games. And I know that there's still one more to come tonight as the Rams and Cardinals get set to battle in that NFC West showdown. But before we get into all of that, I want to ask, do you believe? And Believe in Titans is presented by BetOnline. BetOnline would like to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue our march to the playoffs and beyond. BetOnline remains the number one spot for all the best sports wagering action for 2022. It's a new year, and BetOnline has a new updated desktop and mobile website, so sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get started. That's right, BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to get started. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for this year. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Man, crazy weekend in the NFL. For the AFC side of things, it was chalk across the board. And so the Titans, as they have been able to rest up and recover from the bye week, everybody else had been in action. And so to get things started, just a quick recap. On Saturday, the Raiders went into Cincinnati to take on the Bengals, but the Bengals were able to hold on and win 26-19. One of the big stories in that game is the Whistlegate conversation where the ref blew a whistle while the ball was in the air, which was then proceeded to be caught by, I believe it was Tyler Boyd. But hey, the good news here is the Titans fans, you don't have to worry about a Jerome Boger officiating crew for that game, because with the things that happened in the Vegas-Cincy game, the NFL has come out and said that Boger's crew are done for the playoffs. Then later that night, it was not a game. The Titans have faced both these teams this year, but the Patriots were going into Buffalo to take on the Bills, and the Bills just absolutely demolished them 47-17. The Bills come out on top, and it was a perfect game. And what I mean by that is that the Buffalo Bills did not have a turnover. They did not punt. There were no field goals. They scored a touchdown on every single possession except for the final one where they were taking a knee to end the game. So, Bills riding hot. Fortunately, with the Titans getting the one seed, don't have to worry about facing them. And then, on Sunday, to start things off, getting some NFC action going, but the Buccaneers were just dismantling the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles, I mean, I would have questions about whether Jalen Hurts is a quarterback for my team moving forward after that showing. It was a rough one. The Eagles made it look somewhat respectable at the end, but I'm pretty sure that if you watched that game, you would realize it was never close. But final score of that one, 31-15. And then followed up with the game of the week. And I mean the game of the week. It was incredible. The 49ers go into Dallas to take on the Cowboys. And the 49ers pull off the upset as the 6th seed, taking on the 3 seed. 49ers win that one 23-17. And there will be questions. Denard and I had talked to you all last week about the coaching changes that have happened in the NFL. I have a feeling there will be one more. Mike McCarthy will not be able to survive in Dallas. Whenever you look at how undisciplined of a team Dallas was in that game, all the penalties, and then if you saw how things went down to the wire and Dak Prescott on the final play, not even able to get one shot into the end zone because they decided to run a quarterback draw with 14 seconds left, no timeouts. He does not get out of bounds, and they try to spike the ball with time remaining, but because of the lack of execution on the Cowboys' part, they don't get the ball to the ref where he's able to get it spotted, and time expires before the Cowboys are able to run a play. Dallas fans are upset. They should not, if they are upset, they should be upset with their head coach and the quarterback for not knowing what to do in that situation, but the 49ers move on to take on the Green Bay Packers. That one's going to be in Lambeau. And then last night on Sunday Night Football, the Chiefs just dismantled the Steelers as well, 42-21. The Steelers, T.J. Watt had a touchdown early to take a 7-0 lead for the Steelers, but it was all Chiefs after that. It was one of the most atrocious offensive performances I have seen by a offense in the playoffs in quite some time. And the Steelers, well, what a way for Big Ben to go out. But yeah, that was rough. It was one of those reasons I wanted that tie so bad. I don't know if it would have been that bad of a game had you had maybe the Chargers play in the Chiefs. Well, it would have been the Raiders, but I think the Raiders could have even given them a much better showing than what we saw from the Steelers. But there you have it. That is what has happened so far. And then tonight we get the Cardinals at the Rams. Should be a great game. Really looking forward to that one. But the winner of that one will be going to Tampa Bay to face off against Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. But the schedule so far, the four games starting things off next Saturday, January 22nd, 4:30 Eastern on CBS, Tennessee Titans hosting the Cincinnati Bengals. Big thing for the Bengals, a lot of injuries. Denard and I are going to be doing our crossover show with the Believe in Bengals guys later this week. We can get their take, but the Bengals, man, they suffered some big injuries on the defensive line. You know, Derrick Henry, all signs are indicating that he is coming back. So when you look at Henry going up against a weak defensive line, and not to mention the Titans have had time for our offensive line to get rest, it could be a long day for that Cincinnati defense. We shall see. I'm excited about this game. I mean, like I said, you got the four going in to take on the one, and that high-powered offense for Cincinnati. What is Shane Bowen, Mike Vrabel, and the Tennessee defense going to be able to do to slow down Joe Burrow and what he's been able to connect with Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, and you also got to worry about Joe Mixon in the backfield. But then after the Titans game on Saturday, the 49ers are going to be in Lambeau taking on the Packers. That one, 8:15 on Fox. Should be an entertaining matchup. You look at the physicality for the 49ers, I think that will actually travel well whenever they go to take on a team in cold weather, which I can almost guarantee you is going to be the case whenever you're playing in Wisconsin that time of year. And then Sunday, like I said, the winner of the Rams-Cardinals game will be taking on the Bucks. That one's at 3 o'clock on Sunday. And then the game, 6:30 Sunday night, Bills at Chiefs. That's likely going to be the Jim Nance-Romo game whenever you look at who's calling that one. But that's the one everyone's talking about. You know, the Chiefs, the Bills, their offenses were high-powered, flying around this weekend, just not able to really be contained. And so everyone, you know what, they're like, oh, this is, you know, this should be the AFC Championship. I don't care what those people say, because you know what? It's not going to be. And that's what I love about this Titans team. They always get overlooked, and that's what they're doing here. So the Titans have a perfect opportunity. Even if we beat Cincinnati, you know that the national media is going to be talking about Buffalo or Kansas City. Whoever wins that one, that's the team that's going to be representing the AFC in the Super Bowl. But the Titans, as we know, they are counted out all the time, and yet they continue to find a way. Everyone thought, as we continue this conversation, oh, Derrick Henry's out, season's over. There's no way. Well, they might be able to find a way to make the playoffs. You know, Indianapolis is closing in on them. I don't know. It's like, well, then they rally and win three straight, and now you have the Titans as the one seed in the AFC. We all know this story. We've talked about it, but it continues to be the thing where the Titans are overlooked, and I love it like that. Titans are able to pull off the win against Cincinnati. I can already tell you, even at home, they are going to be the underdog against Buffalo or Kansas City, but that bodes well, and Mike Vrabel, I feel, will have his team ready. They have a bad taste in their mouth from how the playoffs ended last season, and they know that they can't take anything for granted. They've been in the situation where they were the team coming off of wild card weekend hot, beating the Patriots in 2019, and then going on the road to face the number one seed, Baltimore Ravens. And the Titans just dominated that game from start to finish. So this team is aware that they cannot let off the gas. They can't take anything for granted. And so I think whenever it all is said and done, they are going to be ready for the game against the Bengals. I am interested to see what the defense is able to do. You got to find a way to create some turnovers, because that Cincinnati team, as we know, you can't let Burrow sit back there too long. What type of play will we see from the offensive side of the ball trying to get Derrick Henry back in the mix? Is it something to where the Titans actually struggle a little bit, where it's like, all right, well, we've been working without Derrick for a long time now, and then you try to insert him into the mold? What does that do? But I think this Titans offensive line is going to be able to beat up on the Cincinnati defensive line whenever you look at all the injuries they have had. But it's playoff time, man, and Cincinnati, they're going to come in here. They're going to want to give a great performance, and I think they'll be ready. Zach Taylor, though, this is something to where second playoff game, they were able to beat the Raiders. The Raiders really struggled at times, so what are we going to see? Are the beat up Bengals going to be able to put up much of a fight, or is it just a game to where the Titans are going to be able to get something rolling at the beginning and just keep it moving for all four quarters? I'm excited. I will be in attendance for that one, so I'll definitely be able to give you all an idea of how things set up for that game, but I'm looking forward to it. I hope you all are as well. There's not been this much buzz around the Tennessee Titans in quite some time, and man, it's been a great ride so far, and there's, as Denard said, it's a new season, so we will see what will happen. The big thing for the Titans is like Ryan Tannehill and his playoff performances. So far, you've not asked him to do a whole lot, so going back a couple weeks in the game in Houston, coming off of being the AFC Offensive Player of the Week through four touchdowns, was able to get Julio Jones involved in the fold. Are we going to see him pick up where they left off? And all indications are the Titans are healthy going into this one. I've not gotten word that anybody is specifically going to be out, so the Titans should be at full strength, and you can't say the same about the Bengals. So the Titans, you know, whenever you look at the three other teams left in the AFC, this is the one you're probably wanting to play. I know it went all chalk. It's all division winners, but the Titans, perfect opportunity to advance to the AFC Championship game, and we'll see what happens there. But right now, Denard and I will break it down for you later on in the week. But when you just look at what has happened the last couple, but when you just look at what has happened over Wild Card Weekend, you've had some good games and you just had some absolute blowouts. I'm interested to see, because divisional round, you got four games that are teams that I think they should be good games across the board. Whenever you look at how these teams match up, I know on the AFC side, we'll see what the Titans are able to do. You go back to last year, Titans, you thought you were going to be able to beat the Bengals, and they just absolutely took advantage whenever we went on the road last year. It was a terrible performance by the Titans. Hopefully, they're like maybe not looking to get revenge, but just prove that, you know what, last time when we played this team, it was a fluke. We did not show up, and we can't let that same mistake happen again. But a lot will unfold between now and then. And man, I've said it before, I'll say it again, like the buzz is just there. And this Titans team, whenever we look at everything they've been through this season, having this opportunity, it's going to be fun to watch. The other thing I wanted to talk about, I don't believe the All-Pro list had come out since we had last met, but Kevin Byard was first team All-Pro. He was the only Titan to make the first team, but Jeffrey Simmons was second team All-Pro. And so we've talked about it. You know, he's one of the guys that he is just an absolute beast, as Denard would say. And so I think you're going to see that defensive line be able to eat. The right side of the line for the Bengals has really struggled this year. And so you got a healthy Bud Dupree, Harold Landry on the outsides, and Jeffrey DiNico on the inside. It's going to be fun to see what this defense is able to do against that offensive line for the Bengals. If I'm Cincinnati, I'm making sure I'm getting the ball out of Joe Burrow's hands quickly. I can't allow this front four for the Titans to be able to get back there, because if that is the case, it could be a very long day for Joe Burrow and that Cincinnati offense. But if you're the Titans, you got to be feeling good going into this one. You know, you've got the recovery time and you get the first game, so you're able to win that one. You just get to relax the next day and then do a little bit of scouting, watching your opponent as you get set to take on, whether it's Kansas City or Buffalo in the AFC Championship game. As we know, it goes through Nashville. So a lot to still be decided. And I know we can't get ahead of ourselves, but everything is setting up nicely for Tennessee. You just have to take advantage of the moment. And I think this team is capable of doing that. But Denard and I will be back here later on this week to preview the Tennessee Titans hosting the Cincinnati Bengals in the AFC divisional rounds of the playoffs. The excitement in the air. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I am just loving the moment and I am ready. Saturday cannot get here soon enough, but as always, we appreciate you joining us along for the ride. I am Davey Hudson. You have been listening to Believe in Titans, presented by BetOnline on the Believe Podcast Network. And as always, tighten up. Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Believe in Titans on the Believe Podcast Network. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes. We are available on all your favorite directories, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Luminary, and TuneIn. And you can follow along to keep up with all the latest Titans information on Twitter at Believe Titans. That's BLEAVTITANS. And hey, If you're interested in advertising on the show, please contact Believe at Believe.com.